Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library on this cold Tuesday. Might be the last really cold day for a while anyway. Cindy, how about that?
I would like that in writing, Paul.
I can't promise anything.
Well, I thought, you know, maybe you had some direct contact with someone that, you know, could help us out with that, because it has just been bitterly cold. I just can't believe how horrible it's been, but I guess we've been kind of spoiled, you know, because we've had a pretty good winter.
Yeah, January was way above normal temperatures, and February is just the opposite, so, but that's Minnesota weather for you.
Yes, I know.
What do we got going on at the Appleton Public Library?
Well, we've got a few things going on at the library. We've got this week for kids a really cute craft that's got spiders involved in it.
Ooh, spiders.
So it'll be a take and make. You just give us a call at the library, and either can range a curbside pickup or you can stop on in when we're open to the public to pick something up. And then Georgia has got Facebook story time pretty much every day this week. So you'll be able to check out a story on Facebook to see what we have going on here and everything, too, not just for the story time, because we do a lot of postings here and there. And so, yeah, we have a few kind of fun things going on. We also have our Zoom book club, an online book club, because, of course, we can't meet in person yet. And we are reading the book This Tender Land by William Kent Kruger. And we're meeting on the 22nd, which is a Monday, at 5 o'clock. And so if you're interested in that, you can give us a call. We'll try and grab and find a book for you. And then you can quickly read it and join us on Monday. Or maybe you've read it already. I'm not privy to everybody's reading anyway, and just want to join us for the discussion. So those are a few things that we have going on. We've got some, like I said, we've got some kids' activities for take and makes on spiders, and then we've got FaceTime, story time, and then, of course, we have our book club. And then, of course, before you know it, it will be March, and we'll have a whole lineup of new and exciting things going on here.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on, actually. You're always busy, Cindy.
Well, we try to, and we're always trying to find something new and exciting to get our customers and keep our customers busy as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Should we move into what are people reading around the world?
Sure. We have got a lot of books to actually talk about. There are quite a few new things popping out. I know The Four Winds by Kristen Hanna. I've been seeing that all over Facebook and in the magazines and on discussions. And so it's as the dust storm rolls during the Great Depression, Elsa must choose between saving the family and the farm or heading west. And so it seems to be quite a popular book. The Survivors by Jane Harper. Kieran Elliott takes his young family to his coastal hometown where murder and mayhem are happening. And people just really like to read murder and mayhem. So that might be a new book to check out as well. Another new book is, let's see here. I've got so many to choose from, so I just want to read a couple of them. When Harry Met Minnie by Martha Tyke. It's a CBS Sunday morning correspondent develops a bond with the ailing owner of a dog she agrees to adopt. And so this is a true story. Mike Nichols by Mark Harris. It's a biography of the award-winning theater and film director who was also half of the seminal improv duo with Elaine May. So just a bunch of new things. And, of course, if you've got a favorite author and you're wondering if they have a new book coming out, because, you know, April is a huge month for releases, and that's not too far away, give us a call, and we will be able to put a hold on something that will be recently released, or maybe we have it already. And we can always give you a heads up on when something new is coming out.
Okay. Cindy, the library has a lot of services. I know we talked about this before, but tell us some of the other services that you have, like newspapers, magazines, computers, that kind of stuff.
Well, another thing that maybe people don't know is that we fax for people for a fee, as well as make copies, and then and we can do it in both black and white and color, and those are fee services, but we do scan the email up to 10 pages for people for free. And so that's kind of something a lot of people don't know, that we offer that as a service. And yes, we have magazines, we've got some newspapers, but right now we're 15 minutes of browsing, so people can't really sit around in the library right now yet because of COVID.
Okay.
And so any newspapers and things like that have to be checked out right now. But normally we have newspapers and magazines and all sorts of different things. And we have several people that just like to kind of hang out here and do some of that. But because of COVID right now, we are unable to do that. But yeah, plus we have these learning kits that are a box with books and games and toys and all sorts of stuff that are for, you know, younger school age to preschoolers. We've got books on CD or audiobooks, we like to call them, where you can actually listen to someone reading you a book. They are super popular with adults as well as with kids. And then, of course, we've got all sorts of digital services with online read-alongs for kids where the story will read to them and they can follow along by looking at the words and the pages will turn for them. And then, of course, just tons of online databases to answer a plethora of questions that anybody would ever have.
Yep. Like I said, there's a lot of different things that you can participate in or find at the at a library.
Yeah, and, you know, we do still offer, even though, you know, like I said, we have some limited services and things like that because we can't do anything in person. We're still offering some story times. We are offering adult take and makes, children's and children teen tech take and makes, as well as you know, our online book club. Steve Starrood is still meeting with people by appointment for a computer. And so usually he meets with people the first and third Tuesday of each month, from 1 to 3 p.m. So if you're interested in anything like that, we'd like you to call us and let us know so you can make an appointment with him. So, and if people have some ideas and some things that they're interested or would like us to look into, always give us a suggestion because we're always looking for new and exciting ways that we can expand our services as well.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Cindy, where are you located and when are those hours again?
We are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and currently the building is open until 12 noon on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and so for us that's 10 to 12 noon. And then the building is also open on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 7 for us, and then on Saturdays we're open from 10 to 2. Now, keep in mind, we are still here Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7. And Saturday 10 to 2. So if the hours that the building is open do not work for you, give us a call because we'll just come and let you in the building so you can do the browsing for 15 minutes or have some time on the computer, make the copies that you're looking for. We're trying to be as flexible as we can, but, you know, we do have some limitations because of COVID.
All right. Real good, Cindy. Thanks for the chat this afternoon.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you, and have a great week.
All right. That's Cindy Hendricks, the head librarian over there at the Appleton Public Library.